All right, y'all. I'm back and I'm low key upset that, dude, my podcast that I did didn't save. I gotta check that because the one I just did didn't save. All right, so I'm going back live on Facebook, y'all. All right, y'all. So I'm back. So let's get back into these crazy. It's crazy stories about these people and they threesome, y'all. This is so funny. You better not come in here. All right, y'all. So I'm trying. Let me make sure that I'm recording on Anchor because evidently my first the other podcast that I just did like 30 minutes on didn't even save, and I'm not even about to repeat none of that stuff back over. I don't feel like it. I'm not gonna do it. We're gonna do better for episode 2 when it airs again next week. All right, y'all. So let's get back into this, y'all. Let's get back into this. All right. So these are the funniest threesome stories, and I found this article on BuzzFeed.com. Y'all, BuzzFeed.com has a lot of good, funny stuff. A lot of good, funny stuff. All right, so now we're going to get back to number 7, y'all. Number 7. All right. This night, they took a left turn. Now, I'm going to say this is not me. I never had a threesome. It's not mine. These are other people who these are people who didn't want their name to be mentioned. They are the ones who saying it's not me. I'm just reading it out to y'all. Okay. Now, this says the night that took a left turn. All right. So here's this story. This is from Talk Cheap 123. That's a funny name. All right. So this is what she says, or he says, whatever. I was in the middle of a threesome with a couple that I saw regularly. The girlfriend did too many shots, and she... Okay, I read that one. The girl ran to the bathroom, and the dude and the girl was just sitting there singing Kumbaya with a guitar. Now, y'all know that it was not singing no Kumbaya on no guitar. Y'all know they was doing something else, and they just don't want to mention it. Okay. So, this number 8 is the forgotten girlfriend. All right, let's see what this is. Let's see what this is talking about. All right, so number 8, my girlfriend and I were having a threesome with a girl whom we both had dated. My girlfriend got upset that I was paying too much attention to her and walked out. Turns out she was right because it took us about 15 minutes to realize that she had left. Our relationship did not last much longer after that. See, and this is why I said that I'm not for it. No, I'm not for it. First of all, me and my dude not dating the same girl. We ain't doing it. It's us. Ain't no way we date the same girl. Then when something happened, the other person gonna leave, and then y'all go. Nope. That sound like that was messed up from the beginning. That sound like that was some jealousy and envy in that relationship. Right, get out. All right, number 9. Close it up, Jamal. Number 9. Two friends of mine from different circles met one night while we were all out together. We all ended up back in my place in bed together. I very quickly realized that threesomes were my thing and bowed out and left them to it. I literally rolled over and let them finish right behind me. This is the threesome that turned into a twosome. Ooh. But you getting cheated on anyway. All right, number 10. This is the last one. The unpleasant interruption. I was getting it on with a guy, his college friend, lacrosse buddy. Lacrosse buddy in this incredible NYC penthouse or whatever. And his lacrosse buddy's dad they rich. Okay, hold on. Okay, so his dad owned it but never used it. So they had a penthouse. One of the rich kids' dad owned, and they never used it. All right, so boom, we were having the best sex of our lives, like oh my god. And then when the lacrosse buddy's little sister barged into the penthouse unannounced with a few of her friends, she threw a fit, and we were kicked out. So basically, the little sister got into the house, and she blocked the threesome for all of them. Ooh, I ain't even gonna go there. Right. So, and number 11, and this was an awkward realization. I started crying because I realized I didn't want to share my boyfriend after all. Baby, that wouldn't be okay. First of all, bam. All right. I'm glad you said that because ain't no sharing over here. I ain't sharing nothing over here. You feel me? Nope. The thing is, it's not gonna break a relationship. So all right, that was 11 funny threesome stories. That's on BuzzFeed.com, y'all. All right. So let's get into something else, y'all. I'm just gonna randomly pick something. I'm gonna say the top three. I'm gonna look for the top failures of a relationship. Let's see, top failures. And I bet everything that I mentioned earlier in my podcast is going to be right on this, right in this article that I'm about to find. Top 10 reasons relationships fail. Let's get into this. Trust issues. Different expectations. Okay. Mr. Miss Right or Mr. and Miss Right Now. Okay. Difference in priorities. Oh, yep, that's it. Moving through life at different speeds. Mm-hmm. Issues, communication issues, and narcissism. Oh, narcissism is a big ass thing. This is what I mean when people don't know who they are in a relationship, because narcissism is narcissism in a relationship, that is a key element of somebody who don't know who they are and they have self-identity issues, okay? Now, let's look up the definition of narcissism, y'all. Now we own something now, because this is talking about, this one I was mentioned earlier in, when I was talking about relationship foundations and self-identity issues, okay? So the definition of narcissism is excessive interest in or admiration of oneself or one's physical appearance. This is the psychology of it. It's selfishness involving a sense of entitlement, a lack of empathy, a need for admiration, and characterizing a personal type. All right, so now that we know the meaning of it, let's talk about what is narcissism in a relationship. Narcissism in... as in, we're gonna look for some examples. I'm not gonna speak on my personal experience about what I did when I was dating a narcissistic ass person, but we're gonna get into 11 signs you're dating a narcissistic ass person, how to get out. Because baby, some of y'all stay in these, half the time, it's not even just dudes who are narcissists. You got some narcissistic ass women. Let's be real. You have women who are very manipulative. You have women who just feel like they'll force you into a relationship and they're gonna demand you to stay either A, which, and this is not a good thing to do, which is A, either they're gonna kick you out, B, they're gonna force you to have a child, or see, they're going to threaten you. And I'm not talking about, not no mental threat or I'm going to put you in jail. No, they're going to talk about something like killing you or just anything that's going to jeopardize your mind or whatever. So let's get into this, y'all. Let's get into this. 11 signs you're dating a narcissistic. But in my case, 11 signs you're dating a narcissistic ass person. Why? 11 signs you're dating a narcissistic ass person. I said so aggressive when I said that. All right. So this is from Healthline.com. When someone posts too many selfies or flex pics on their dating profile or talks about themselves constantly during the first date, we might call them narcissistic. Okay, now you lying about that, because I take beaucoup selfies. I don't flex pics on. Okay, you know what? This is my shit. Okay. All right, let's get into this though, y'all. I'm not going to read this all. We're going to go into these 11 signs. Number one. 11 signs you're dating a narcissistic ass person. Okay. All right. Okay, I sent your cookies. Shoot. Come on now. All right, y'all. I'm supposed to stop this at my computer froze. Did it freeze? All right. Here we go. Number one, y'all. They were charming as fuck at first. So number one, the signs that you're dating a narcissistic person, they were charming they were charming at first, so they probably was all nice or whatever, you know, just doing a little, do. It started as a fairy tale. They text you constantly. I told you they love you within the first month. Oh, I had somebody do that to me. Some experts call this referred as love bombing. Okay, so all right, love bombing. I like that. I don't like it in a relationship, but I'm saying like love bombing, yeah. All right, and maybe they'll tell you how smart you are, emphasize how compatible you are, even if you just started seeing each other. Okay, yeah, I had this happen to me. I was in a relationship with a guy, and he was telling me that, yeah, he loved how I carry myself. He loved how I'm getting a college degree. He loved all this other stuff about me, how I carry myself, and yada, yada, yada. All right, so then he turned into the devil, y'all. All right, so narcissistic-ass people think they deserve to be with other people who are special, and that special people are the only ones who can appreciate them fully. It must be, all right? But as soon as you do something, here it is, as soon as you do something that disappoints them, they could turn on you. Yes, that's what it is. If you do something that is not in their liking, they will turn on you, and they'll form this type of manipulation. But this manipulation would make you lose your identity, would make you feel like you're not worthy enough, would make you feel like you're not compatible enough. And no, we're not doing that in 2021. Because if you know the signs of a narcissistic person, why do you constantly keep yourself in that comfort zone with them when you need to be in an uncomfortable ad zone and work on your foundation within yourself, work on your self-love, work on getting yourself back together, getting in shape, getting your hair done, getting your hair cut, doing all of this. Because this is the thing with narcissistic people. They feel like you need them. In reality, they need themselves, and they really need to find their own issues. But the thing is, they will bring their issues to you. This is what it is. You, all right, bam, boom, here it is. So you have a home, right? You have your home. Make sure I'm still recording on Anchor. You have your home, all right? But you meet this person, and they cool. She fine, and he fine, or whatever. You know, girl looking good, dude looking good, working out, whatever. They got it going on. Okay, he got it going on. Okay, so then, but you don't know that this person has a lot of trash on top of the trash that you already have. Okay, so with your trash, but he's bringing his trash on the trash that you have. Okay. Ladies, men, you supposed to find someone who has already got done with their trash and put it in the dumpster and is gone. You supposed to find somebody to take on basically, both of y'all need to have y'all trash checked out before y'all get in a relationship, all right? Because don't nobody need no narcissistic person in a relationship. Do not bring your trash, little girl. Do not bring your trash, sir, into a relationship because it's not going to work out. Somebody's going to have to take on that trash, and that trash is going to keep piling up and piling up and piling up. Because you know why? Insecurity is going to come in. Cheating is going to come in. Doubt is going to come in. All this stuff is going to come in. And then guess what? Now, girl or guy, you're dealing with somebody else's trash while they're going to this other person who really going to tell them, I ain't dealing with your trash. So you can go on with it. You can go back to the person who I'm already dealing with. All right? So that's one sign, baby. I can talk about a narcissistic ass person all day, baby. I was with one. Shoot, I got a child by one. All right, number two, they hog the conversation talking about how great they are. They'll go on bragging about they accomplished this. They'll cut you off and like just saying, well, yeah, you know, I did this. I can do this better than you. You can't do this. You're not even capable of doing this. And you'll be sitting like, we're talking about what we can do together. Why are we just talking about you? Narcissistic ass people, as well, that's what I'm gonna call them, love to constantly talk about their own accomplishments and achievements with why do I use this big ass word? They do this because they feel better and smarter than everyone else, which they think they are, and also it also because it helps them create an appearance of being self-assured. And you know what, another self-assured to me sounds like you just got low self-esteem. So ask yourself, What happens when you do talk about yourself? Do they ask follow-up questions and express interest to learn more about you, or do they make it about them? That's what it is. All right, number three, they feed off your compliments. A narcissistic ass person may seem like they're super self-confident, but according to Tawab, whoever that is, most people with NPD, Wait, oh yeah, okay, this is syndrome. Wait, NPD actually lacks self-esteem. Okay, then. People reading tips. Folks who are actually self-confident won't solely rely on you or anyone else to feel good about themselves. All right, whatever. Number four, they lack empathy. They do. Narcissistic ass people lack empathy. All right. They want to. Did this page move by itself? Come on, stop now. Translation. They don't do emotion that belongs to others. This is what I'm talking about. They want you to take care of they want you to
take their trash out.
Because to them, you feel like to them you're just a servant to them.
I already manipulated you. I already got you
where I want you at. So go ahead and take this up. All right, number five. They don't have any long-term friends. Bam, there it is right there. That's what the church choir has said. Okay, yes, they don't have friends. A lot of narcissistic people don't have friends at all. And the friends that they were cool with, they're not even cool with anymore because they know their ways not. Don't nobody want to be around no negative energy. Don't nobody want to be around negative purpose, especially if your ways are not a reflection of who you really are. Being a narcissistic ass person and you don't have any friends, what you're going to do, you're going to cling on to that person who's being weak because you're weak already. So two weak people are going to make the whole thing weaker. All right? Then they don't have friends. Because they manipulate their friends too. God damn it. All right. Number six, they pick on you constantly. Yes. They always want to bring you down to keep their self up on a higher pedestal. This is what narcissistic ass people do. They bring you down, they try to bring you all the way down so they can feel up here, feel more superior over you, and baby, that's not it. Son, that's not it. Little girl, little baby girl, that's not it. Why would you want to be with somebody who's going to constantly bring you down? Knowing when you walked into this relationship, you was already a favored woman. You was highly favored. You had things going on for yourself, and then you get in this relationship with this narcissistic person because of how he look or how he talk or how he carry himself. When you don't even know that this person got so many bones in the closet, and now you got to pick up their bones and stuff like that. You should not even want that. They will put you down, call you names, hit you with hurtful one-liners, and make jokes that aren't quite funny. Yes, they do. They will say, this is an example. Ain't no other man ain't gonna want you because look how you carry yourself. You don't dress up. You don't do this. You don't do that. And you're looking at them. And if you are more confident in yourself, you'll be looking at them like, okay. So if I'm like this, then why are you with me then? You have to learn how to pick the brain of a narcissistic ass person. All right. All right, that was number six. All right, number seven. They gaslight you. All right, gaslighting is a form of manipulation and emotional abuse, and it's a hard mark of narcissism. Narcissistic ass people may spew, they may say lies, they may falsely accuse you, they'll try to spin the truth and ultimately distort your reality. All right, these are signs of gaslighting, y'all. All right, number one, you no longer feel like the person used to be. Oh my gosh, yes. You don't feel like the person that you used to be. You don't feel like it. Because you've been with this person for so long. You lost who you are. You don't feel beautiful anymore. You don't feel handsome anymore. You feel empty. You lost your identity, so you don't even know who you are. To me, that is the most in a relationship. You don't even know how to get out of it because you're so wrapped up into this person, and now you're in a toxic relationship that you feel like you can't even get out of. And I'm gonna speak on that too. All right. Number three, you often wonder if you're being too sensitive. No, you're not. Number four, you feel like everything you do is wrong, baby. You are doing nothing wrong. That's that person, all right? I'm going to go through this fast. Number five, you always think it's your fault when things go wrong. This is called signs of gaslighting now. All right, number five, you're apologizing often. You're apologizing for things that they did. And them apologizing don't even mean nothing to them. It don't. All right, number six, you have a sense that something is wrong, but aren't able to identify what it is. That's that good feeling following, okay? Number seven, you often question whether your response to your partner is appropriate. And number eight, you make excuses for your partner's behavior. There it is. Attention, attention. There it is. You make excuses for your partner's behavior. Ladies and men, I'm going to say this. If you know that that person is, if you know that that person is doing, is wrong for you, not healthy for you, why are you making excuses for them? Now you're stuck. You're stuck mentally because this is not even equal up to this right here. Your spirit, your heart is not equal up to what you're doing right here. But guess what? Now you done gave somebody power and dominion over you. And you're not supposed to let nobody get no type of power or dominion over you at all. So do not make excuses for your partner. You need to protect yourself spiritually and mentally in a relationship. And the best thing to do that is leave and find who you are as a person. I'm telling you, because I went through that. And this is why I've been single for like almost 8 years, because I don't have time for the BS on. I don't have time for it. I don't. All right, number eight. They dance around defining the relationship. They were like, okay, so you're an ex, so are we together or not? Man, we just cooling right now. We just vibing. No, but are we together? Well, I told you, son, we just cooling, we just vibing. Sir, are we together? We not boyfriend and girlfriend. So why am I here? This don't make any sense. We're not together, but you want me here. Why are you here? Why am I here? Some narcissistic ass people will expect you to treat them like they're your partner, so they can reap the intimate, emotional, and sexual benefits while also keeping an eye out for prospects who they deem superior. Yes, yes, yeah. That's exactly what that answer is right there. All right, number nine. They think they're right about everything and never apologize. Yes, they do. They feel like they're right about everything. They feel like if anything bad happened to you, it's because of how you treated them. They feel like they're right about what life is, and this is another thing that I really don't like. They feel, especially they feel like they're older than you or in something like that, or just been out longer than you, they're gonna feel like they're always right, and they're not gonna apologize. They're not gonna apologize at all. Fighting with a narcissistic ass person feels impossible. They do. That's just what it is. All right. Now here are some signs that you're dating a narcissistic ass person. They don't hear you. They won't understand you. They don't take responsibility or hold themselves accountable, and they don't try to compromise. And number 10. They panic when you try to break up with them. Yes, they're gonna panic. They're like, "Son, don't leave me, son. I'm keeping it real. This is what I used to deal with. Dude would be like, "Man, I'm sorry, man. I don't want you to leave. I ain't got nobody else out here. I'm sorry. I don't want you to leave. Don't go." Or the girl be like, "But you say you're gonna always be there for me. You lied to me. Like, don't leave me. Like, I don't know what I'm gonna do without you. I'm gonna kill myself." No, they not. They're gonna be perfectly fine without you, because you know why? They always have somebody in their back pocket. One thing about a narcissistic ass person, they're gonna always have somebody to cling on to that is stronger than you, and that's what they're gonna go to. That's what it is. All right. But soon enough, they'll show you that they never actually change. If you fall for the okie doke, they're gonna keep showing you that they never change. And they just think about it. Okay, so y'all in a relationship, y'all have a bad argument. Dude say, or girl say, "All right, I'm leaving." Guess where that girl going? Or guess where that guy going? I just need to be with somebody else. That's what's gonna happen. That's what they do. All right, this is what they do. They always have somebody in their back pocket, but trust and believe that. And then they're gonna say, "I'm gonna change, man. I'm gonna do whatever you want me to do. You don't want me to do this? I'm gonna change. I'm gonna be there." That's a lie. That's a whole lie. All right, number 11. All right, and when you show them you're really done, they lash out, and that turns into physical abuse. And I don't want to get into that. All right. Okay, so you're dating a narcissistic ass person now. What? If you're in a relationship with someone who's a narcissistic ass person, chances are you've already experienced quite a bit. Being in a relationship with someone who's actually criticizing, belittling, gaslighting, not committed to you is emotionally exhausting and mentally. That's why, for your own sanity, experts recommend to get the fuck out. Get out of it because you can't change a narcissistic ass person, because that person don't have an identity. They don't love themselves, and they're bound to who they are, and that's how it's gonna go. So that was my TED talk. Get out of relations with the narcissistic people. Know who you are, know your worth, take that time and heal. There's nothing wrong with healing. There's nothing wrong with being alone. There's nothing wrong with being alone. I categorize myself as not being lonely or desperate, because at the right time, I do feel like God's going to send me somebody, and God's going to send you somebody too. All right, so that's it. All right, so that's it for Getting Real and Uncut with Cynthia D, y'all. I do appreciate everybody tuning in. I wish my first when I did it before, I wish it was recorded, but it did not. It didn't want to record, and I probably didn't save it, so that's my fault. But tune in next Saturday at 7 o'clock. We're gonna do this from 7 to 8:30, y'all. And we're gonna talk about entertainment. We're gonna talk about life stories. I may have a guest come next week. I don't know yet. I am looking for a male co-host. So yeah, if anybody wanna join in with me, let me know. All right. So make sure you subscribe to the Cynthia D Productions YouTube channel, y'all, because this will go up. This podcast will go up, and I will see y'all next Saturday. All right, peace out, everybody. God bless. The damn camera, y'all.